Tov.
52 days in the Omer.
We've not Omer measured it.
And so we're holding on Daf Yud Ches. We got up, actually, you were in the middle of the Daf already, and we got up to the Eser Menorot Asar Shlomo. Six lines down from the top. Eser Menorot Asar Shlomo. Shenemar Vayas et Menorat Azahav Eser Kemishpato. Vayitein Beichal Hashem Chamisha Miyamin V'Chamisha Bismo. Now, once again, we have the same cheshbon that we made with the Shulchanot. In Tema, Chamesh B'Tzafon V'Chamesh B'Darom, if you mean it set right and left to someone who's Nichnas to the Eichal, in which case it would turn out, of course, that his right is to the Tzaf and his left is to the Darom. Zahalo Eina Menorah K'Sherah L'B'Darom, how could that be? We know that the menorah is only going to be kosher B'Darom, Shenema, V'et HaMenorah Nochach HaShulchan, it has to be facing the Shulchan, Teimana of the Mishkan. So how do we explain that we could have five in the north? Sabata Mulama Chamesh Miyamin V'Chamesh Mismol has got to mean Chamesh Miyamin Menorato Shel Moshe V'Chamesh Mismola Miyafapikin Lohaya Mavir Ela Shel Moshe Bilvad, just like we had yesterday, the discussion we had with the Shulchan, that they only put the Sadr on one Shulchan, according to Mandi Omar. So to the same Mandi Omar as the Shita, they only lit one Menorah. Shinemar Menorat HaZahav Neotel Livayer Be'erav Be'erav. Apparently it was only Menorat HaZahav, only one. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Omer Al Kulan Hayam Avir. Shinemar Ve'et HaMenorot V'Nerotehem Livayaram Kemishpat Ifnei Advir Zahav Sagur. Apparently there were menorot, all of which were lit
simultaneously, or
that each? So Rashi, as I mentioned yesterday, says that they were alternated. They were lit one at a time. But the truth is, the Yalkut, in the Medrash that the Yalkut brings, it says first they lit all of them. Because there's a machlokas what the purpose of these menorahs were. And there's a whole discussion among the Achronim what it would have been. And this is a Baal Tosif, and that's the problem here. Is it a Baal Tosif to actually be Mesader more than one Shulchan, or to be Mesader, or to be Madlik more than one menorah? Yeah, the purpose, according to the Yalkut, was because Shlomo HaMelech, each one of the menorahs was seven menorahs, so he needed, because he was in a matzav of needing to control the world, he had to be Kovei Shivi Mumeis. So he looked at the menorahs, basically each one of them represented the light of one of the nations. So Memela, he lit all of them, because it was a sign of the power of the Shekhinah over all the world. His idea was, that's Kohelet, his idea was to incorporate the civilization of the entire world, at least inboard from Africa. This was a sense of the center of civilization being Yerushalayim. According to the Yalkut, therefore, he lit all Shekhinah. Because there was always 70 lights that he needed to have. And it says over there also, it was the same svara for the Shulchanos, that in the Mishkan, that the Mishkan, they didn't have Zrayim. They didn't need a big bracha on Zrayim. The whole need of the Shulchan is to be Mizbarach, the koach of the Zriah, of the Tuah, which is the Lechem. So he wanted to be Marbe, the bracha, once they came into Eretz Yisrael. So the Mele was, he was Mesader on all of them. But Rashi says, Beferish, that he alternated. Apparently, again, according to the Achronim, apparently because there was a chashash of Baal Tosif. But then the question is, if there's a chashash of Baal Tosif, why isn't it a violation of the tzura of the Heichal also? We saw before the sheet of the Mandi Omer holds all that the Kelim have to be Mesuder, and that's Ma'akiv the Korbanos, in which case it must be that he includes Akol Bichtav, Biyad Hashem Alai, is that Megillah that was given over from Shmuel, would include Dinim and the Caliph, in which case he wouldn't be able to do it at all. All of this is part of the question of how there could be a Baal Tosif. There's no money shot that there should be a Baal Tosif on the Caliph too. But in any event, the other approach is that was Lenoi B'Alma, in which case if it wasn't meant to be used, then there's no Hashash of Hesafa, because it was only there to increase the beauty of the single one that was lit, and that's why it was on the side of them, is to put it in the center of attention. So therefore, says Rashi, the chashivut was only in maybe these other issue, the remez, that there should be a ribuy of various types of zroyim, or a ribuy of various types of civilization, it would be nichbash, I don't mean physically nichbash, but nichbash, interculturally nichbash by Klal Yisrael, instead of going through all of the years of Galut to end up doing the same thing. He actually attempted to do this originally. That was the whole lineage of Kahalot, that he was defeated. But so in order to do that, so they would alternate. Maybe they even switched positions. In other words, he wasn't going to change the makam, that the makam of the shulchan is nechach, that the makam of there is nechach the shulchan, and that's supposed to be the chatzi abayis. Maybe he alternated it according to Rashi. I know Rashi doesn't say. But if they moved one shulchan in order that each one would be able to have its makam. All right, but in any event, it's Rashi Menachas, but it's a fascinating sugya, like what he was doing. But the Yalkut gives you such insights into, you know, his thinking on this. It's really very special. He was interested in the hashpah of the Malchus, essentially, and his particular element of Malchus, which is Chochmah. Therefore, he dealt with the Shulchan, which is the Malchus, and its Brocha of Lechem and Beit Lechem. And he did the Menorahs in terms of Rejisha Yachim, Yadrim, and so on. The Menorah, the symbol of, to the Greeks also, the symbol of Chochmah is the Aleph, is the Or that is hidden, basically, the sign of things. Okay. Says the Gemara, you'll notice at the end of the Pasuk that talks about the Menorah says, that the Perach, the Neirot, the Melkachayim, Zahav, they were all included in the Zahav. Michalot Zahav. The question is, what is the word Michalot Zahav supposed to mean? I'm sorry, Zahav. Not Hain. So answers the Gemara, that means Hain Kilu Zahavo Shel Shlomo, should say. These things finished off Shlomo's gold because they took up so much money that basically in this vast building program of the Beis HaMikdash and the additional Kelim, he blew everything he owned. See, because what he would do is Tani Rebbe Yudah B'Shem Ha'asi. Ha'yash Shlomo notel elef kikrei zav, machlis on the kur, umotzi ha'nachum ha'midam alechad. He got one completely pure gold out of 1,000 kikres of gold. So he reduced everything from 1,000 to 1. You can imagine what it cost him to make a menorah. And therefore it was mechalot, because it needed to be zahav tahor, absolutely clean from any siyag. L'kayem mashenemar kikar zahav tahor asahota. Tanya Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda ma'aseh. This is such a classic. But I'm going to use Meshur Rabbeinu's kos. The stomach's not kosher. So what did they do? They went to check out Meshur Rabbeinu's menorah, who says that he did a good job. So I said the menorah zahav shasa Moshe b'midbar. So they ended up checking out Meshur Rabbeinu's menorah, and they found out it wasn't made properly. V'haytayit teira dinar zahav, was a dinar zahav too heavy. So they had to reduce its weight because it needed to be exactly a kikar. But what's that going on? That's crazy. I mean, this is the one that came out exactly from the kur, and that makes absolutely no sense. Unless we learn that the dinim of shiurim, as they're defined by the deres, are binding lefi daitam, and has nothing to do with a kapola on the shiur. In other words, the fact that God decided that a kikar zahav is what it was that Meshur Rabbeinu's menorah doesn't bind us. Because we make the shiur, malpi the measurements, if lamaisa things change. We come out with a shiur that's based on the size of our etzbos, and so on and so forth. So then we need to make sure that Meshur Rabbeinu fits our shiur, not that we fit Meshur's. So they reweighed it. They saw, no, it's not a chazan issue. It's too big. Anyway, so they decided that what they can do is they can whatever, maybe out of the kikar they can get rid of one dinar by finding impurities in it. So they'll put it into a smelting device again. They'll keep reheating it until they get rid of the impurities. Sichnisua lekur, 80 pam. 80 times they put it into a kur v'lo chasa klum. They couldn't get the weight to change bichlal. It could be that they supported it, or it could be that it was lower heat. In the mice in the Bavli, it says they got rid of one dinner. Here it's mashmir get rid of anything, which doesn't make sense, because if the shear is ma'akir, it must be that they were able to get rid of it. So some learn it means more than that. No matter how much they did it, they saw it never went down more than that. It's hard to believe. The Yeus, says the Gemara, but that's Yeus adalokom mal barari. That's no kasha. Shlomo HaMelech's gold had to first go through the process that Moshe's already did. So until it's kam al barari, avichasus sagi, it could be that indeed Shlomo HaMelech was able to break down from 1,000 kikar, he was able to get it down to one. But Moshe Rabbeinu had already done that. So, but once it was midukayim al barari, once it's absolutely pure, and how are you going to continue to break it down? There's nothing left now that you can evaporate from it. There were 13 shofarot. Again, remember that the shofarot is simply the way that we refer to a large box that is shaped so that it's very small at the top that allows you to put your money in. Large at the bottom to store the coins, but no room to get your hand in. So it's a shofar, in the sense that it's a... Sorry, what's that?
Picture.
Oh, for God's sake. What a stupid picture. That's a classic misunderstanding of the word shofar. In which akumot means like our shofar, you know, it has to be bent because it's a din of Rosh Hashanah. A typical shofar is a horn. All it means is a horn-shaped container that it curved on one end. It's always looks like a shofar. That says akumot means that the sides went down in a diagonal. That the whole thing was skewed to one side to be the shape of the shofar that you blow on. Why in the world would they make blow-on shofars? I'm not familiar with that. Ah, yes, yeah, I am familiar with that. Yeah. It's hilarious. Okay. And in full color, too. Fine. So, Shloshes Tei Shofarot, we learned before, one of the 13s. The Ketuv Aleihem. And they had written on them different messages. So one of them said Tiklin Dechadatin, this year's Shkalim. One of them said Tiklin Atikin, last year's Shkalim. Kinim. One of them said Kinim. One of them said Gozle Ola. One of them said Eitzim. One of them said Zahav Levona. And one of them said Zahav Lekaporet, which leaves us six left after seven to get the 13. Shishal and Nedava. The remaining six were all for Nedava. And we'll see that there's a machloket later whether each one of them was different and had in fact a message on it, or whether there was so much money coming in Nedava, which was a standard Nedava Lakaitz and Mizbeach, that they just had 66. So what were the usages of these various? Tiklin Charetin, of course, is the Koshan Avishana. Remember that you could continue to bring your shkalim until Prosa Hag when they would be taken. So you would put it there if you came late, put it into this year's shkalim. Atikin, Mishlo Hevi Ashtakad, Shokel Shana Ba'a. Somebody who missed the date on last year's shkalim could put his shkalim this year into that box. Kinim refer not to the kinim of a Yoledet and so on, but also to somebody who's know their kinim and their torin. So there are two torin for a korban olam. We'll see why the Tanakhama here refuses to accept that they would have a pushka for a chatas and an olam. The reason is obvious, because it turns out that somebody died one of the people who put in, I mean, there's thousands of people putting in, one of these women suddenly dies, we're going to have to throw out everything, because then we have Chatos HaMesis, money of Chatos HaMesis in it. Well, how can we do such a thing? So therefore, he dines, kinin is just a way of referring to the double two birds for an Eila, but we differentiated as to whether you wanted to bring Torin or you wanted to bring Bnei Yonah. So if you put into the kinin box, then it was automatically you brought Torin for that money. If you put it into the gozlin, gozleola, they were Bnei Yonah, because the gozel is a young bird. But kulam alot, divi Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbanim omrim, no, kinim refers to indeed standard kinim, zav, zava, yoledet, echat, chatat, ve'echat, ola. Gozle ola refers to gifts that are kulan olot. Omer harei alai eitzim, the next one that said eitzim on it, puts his money into the eitzim box. His chiyuv, if he says eitzim, is to bring lo yivchot mishnei gizirin. He has to bring at least two gizirin for the ma'arechet on the mizbeach. That ma'aracha, we'll see later, used pieces of wood that were shaped to fit the original ma'aracha of the mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So that they ended up being ama al ama, essentially. They weren't what we call logs. They were what we would call pieces, yeah. Well, I mean, they were shaped into that size. And that way they would cover the area on the Mizbeach of Meishra Bein.
Is there a large tree to get a solid piece?
Yeah.
How big?
We'll see. It's thick as a Godish saw. We'll talk about it later. Livona. Somebody wants to donate Livona directly. We see free darshans from the Pasuk. That if a person wants to, he can have kol levona. He can take the whole thing from levona. So a mincha does not have to necessarily be the mincha that's defined in the Torah with solet with a little bit of levona on it. A person can bring an entire mincha of levona. What would be the shiur of such a mincha? A kometz. The kometz itself, which we'll see, we find from the Lechem Aponim, there was a kometz in the bezich of the levona. So that becomes the shiur of the standard donation of a mincha, which is pure levona. Somebody who dedicates zahav, without defining how much zahav, lo yivchot mi dinar zahav. He needs to deposit a dinar zahav. Dinar zahav is the equivalent to 25 dinrei kesef. The remaining six will in nidava. Nidava ma'ayu asimba. And as we know very well from so many previous encounters with nidava, lokhim ba olot, we buy a korban ola for kayetz ha-mizbeach, when the mizbeach is not busy, abasar l'shem, v'orot l'kohanim. And the kohanim end up getting the orot of all of these olot. The basis of this is ze midrash darash Yehoyada, kohen gadol. Yehoyada, who was very active, as we know from the Reayamim and from the story in the market, is very active in arranging the Seder of the various donations. He was the one who was maimed the Seder of the Berek HaBayit. He put up the original Pushka, he put a chor into a box. It says, he really is the source of these ideas that end up in the Mishnah being formalized in this fashion. So he was Derech the following Midrash. Hashem hu, Hashem Hashem la Hashem. Actually, the Malbim learns that what he based his drasha on is two separate sugya, because in one case it says Hashem hu la kohen, you should bring it through the kohen, which is a simple way of learning it. In one of the other Hashemos, it says Hashem la Hashem. So that the real mark of his drasha is it Hashem la Hashem or is it Hashem la kohen? Okay, here the Mishnah seems not to be taking it from there. But what he was learning is that any Hashem, this is what he said, Zaklau, kol shehu ba mishum chatat u'mishum ashma, a person who was in a matzav of ashma should bring now an Hashem that is Lashem, but that Hashem is just an Hashem to the Kohanim as well, because it's remains Asham Hu. So therefore, how does it all become the same thing? Yilakachtem Olot. So it goes Lashem. Because an Asham Lashem doesn't make sense. An Asham is never Lashem. An Asham is always eaten by Kohanim. So if you're telling me that it's Asham Lashem, you're basically saying it's actually an Oila, not an Asham. So therefore, you're saying Asham Hu should be turned into an Asham Lashem, which means that we treat it as a typical Oila. We treat it as an Oila, then the Oilas go to the Kohanim. Nim to Shnei Ktuvim Kayamim, which ends up being Mekayim both Psukim. The Asham is Lashem by having become an Oila, and the Asham is Lakohen. The Omer, furthermore, it says, Kesev Asham, the Kesev Chatat Lo Yuva Beit Hashem. So in describing now the various takanois that in fact he made, Yoyadat, Yoshio, that Kesev Asham, the Kesev Chataot Lo Yuva Beit Hashem, Lakohanim Yuyu. What do you mean? How could we possibly serve Kohanim Yuyu? That's absurd. Somebody dedicates money for an Oila and for an Asham to go to the Kohanim. Therefore, what it's saying is that if somebody donates stam, or if there's mosros from any type of asham or chatas, those chatos and ashamas go to the kohanim. In what sense? The orot go to the kohanim, which shows us that the asham, the mei asham, essentially became an oila. That was the basis of his drasha, and the poskei melachim is the way in which they actually defined it at that time, lahalach. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, lo haya shofar shel kinim Yerushalayim. I disagree. So there couldn't have been a shofar of kinim, meaning that you could have echad lechatat ve'echad le'olah, let's say for a zav and a zav and so on. You can't do that. Mipnei ha'tarodot. Because how can we possibly set up a situation in which shema tamut achad? So let's say one of these women dies, and now we end up nimtzu d'mei chatot metot muravot ben. We'll have to throw out the entire pushka, and now all the people that put that in are going to end up thinking that they had their korbanos. But it's a disaster. We can't do such a thing. Yes, the Gemara, what about the Braita, where we don't see that Rabbi Yehuda argues? There it says, Aisha she'amra haraya lai kain, and she's mukhuyev a kain. Mebiyad me kain, v'notanato b'shofar. How do I know she's mukhuyev a kain? Because it says, v'okhelet b'kodashim. Balayla, that evening she's able to eat kachim, so obviously she was now in Mechuser Kippurim. If she's in Mechuser Kippurim, it must be that she brought a chatas and an oila. And she can do so, and she can be absolutely sure. She doesn't have to worry that maybe the type of kohanim they had is the type of we have that sometimes come late. No, chas v'shalom. The Kohanim was reason. Ve'ena Kohen Koshesh, furthermore, this is Beferish in the Brisa. Ena Kohen Koshesh, Shema Demei Chata'ot Beitot Muravot. You don't have to be Chayesh for Mavet. So, are you going to have to now have a Chash? Maybe somebody put in money, died.
One day.
We're never Chayesh for Misa, never.
One day.
Yeah, but we're never ever Chayesh for Misa. It's that I did. Somebody is dependent on someone else's life. In terms of Yibum, marriage, and so on. No matter how old that person is, you leave, and that person is alive and kicking, we don't say, well, it's probably dead by now.
It's kind of, mm-hmm.
Yeah, we have a cheskas, it's high, and there's no cheshing on a misa. Insurance companies are built around this idea.
How often do you
have
to
give
this out to get to
you? You just read it, darling. You just read it. Yep, yeah, just read it. Yeah, just read it. That, no, there's nothing to make sure. It says she's got nothing to worry about. By that night, she can eat. If they did it tomorrow, she couldn't eat that night. So the Kohen doesn't have to be Kohen. Did Rabbi Yehuda say a word? No. Ain't a Kohen Koshesh? Says, well, I understand. What are you asking? What kind of crazy question is that? Doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda is Koshesh every day somebody going to drop dead. He's concerned that somebody will drop dead. And we'll find out that somebody dropped dead. I understand. We know on one day somebody's going to die. So he's worried. So what happens that day when we know that someone who deposited money in there died, and now we're going to have to throw it out? What makes you think he meant every day we have a chashad? He's not talking about a chashad. He's talking about a vadai. No. So ki kamrinan bichatot shemetu baalehim vadai, not mitzad a chashad.
No bitul here by brod.
No, of course not. Money. No, there's never bitul in there. It's the whole perek. There's no bitul on the kachi or on those kachi. V'yamrinan asked the Gemara, but wait a minute, if you hold Bereira, so we could just be Nivra Arbazuze, which is the amount that it costs to buy the kinim. Let's take out any four zuz and say, okay, this is the money that was deposited by the one who died. V'nishti b'nahar, we'll throw it into the Yamamelach. V'yidach lishtero. Now the rest of it should be okay because of Bereira. And that's no kasha. I'm reading the Yamar Abir Letle Bereira. That's the whole point. This is Rabbi Yehuda Lishitasa, who holds it midiraisi, you don't say Breira. So you can't be semechana to be metaken, chatot ametot. And therefore he says, this is not an etzah. You can't have an automatic hakrova of karbonas by putting money into a box. You have to make sure that it's done on the spot. Rabbi Yossi ber Rabbi Bon quotes Amre Bavar Momo. Boy, as follows. He asked, Rav Abba Bar Momo wanted to know, suppose a guy didn't say Harealai Eitzi. Suppose he said Harealai Eitzi. Are we defining, Lo Yivchot Mishnei Gzirei Eitzi? Is that the Korban Eitzi? So if a guy says Eitz, it's not Shaykh Eitz. That's what Eitz means. So, so Eitz means two Eitzi. Or, if he said Beferish, I want to bring an eitz, there's such a thing as a carbon of one gezer. What would be the halach? Could he be mevi gezer echad? Reb Lazar, absolutely. Matnit Amr, got to stand. The Mishnah says Beferush that each one of the shnei gezirei eitzim is a separate carbon. Shezer korban b'fnei atzmo, v'zer korban b'fnei atzmo. Now, I bet you're wondering what Mishnah. I'm going to tell you. There you go. Well, we're talking about the Seder of the Akrava, that says Beferish, and two Kohanim go up, each one carrying one of the Eitzim. This is the Seder of the Akrava Satamid. Now, if the din was that the two Eitzim are one carbon, why would we split it? Must be that each one
got to carry.
These guys could carry a shore under their arms.
Anyway, two carries two.
Right. So it must be that each one has a chashivas on its own of bringing a carbon.
Even the carbon tamid was cut up in pieces. It's also one carbon. The korban itself was the head.
I understand, because over there each part that they're identified separately. But over here, if it's eitzim, then it's the eitzim. It's not the korban when it comes to the Ayla. It's the kravayim, it's the Yaybe. The Torah identifies each piece. Each piece has the chashivas b'fnei atzmo.
Each leg would have a separate.
But once already the Torah tells us to cut it up into pieces. So I understand that it's much of the pieces. I'm not supposed to not cut it up into pieces. That's part of the din. Nituach is part of the din. So if Nituach is part of the din, means the Torah is telling us, Bedavka, treat each piece with a separate chashivas. Otherwise, on the contrary, take the oil and put it up as a whole. But here, we don't find such a concept. There's a din of bringing the Eitzim. Ala Eitzim HaShalam Izraya. So then we would want to show that these Eitzim are the Eitzim that the Torah is talking about. Why would we split it? Korban l'rabot et Eitzim. And in fact, we know that there exists such although the Groth takes this out completely because we're not dealing with the problem, but the fact is that we do darshan from Korban Yisera that there's an ability to bring just Eitzim Lamizbeach and has a din of a Korban, and therefore it requires even to put salt on it, like all the Korbanas. So it's treated mamish like a Korban. Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi Omer, the size of the gizrin is ovian ama, and when I say that they're thick, an ama, the only reason we're calling it thickness is because this is the thicker part. The actual, we would call thick, we'll see, is much thinner than that. But ovian ama, but when I say ama here, what type of ama do I mean? An ama socheket. It should be an amma, a laughing amma, which means that it's slightly larger, because when you laugh, you expand. So we had before, you hold the fingers lightly together rather than compressed. But the orchon is amma, meaning amma giduma. Rav Chuni, b'shem Rav Ami, he says, kemin turtoni. The thickness of this thing was used, was the size of the of a turtani, which is a type of kli that you would use to pack down a container. No, it's just a It's not. It's actually a part of a scale, but that's the. But it was kemin turtani. So, in other words, when it says the ovi, it doesn't mean. Let's see, the lashon and the bavli is kimochiksa, kugodish mochiksa. We're over there. It's a tamper. Here he's using turtani, which is a pew, but it's the same idea, the same thickness. So the reason for this, where do we get this idea? Bichlal, Omer of Shmuel bar of Yitzchak lefishlohaya mokam ma'arocha ela alma alama. Since the original mokam alma arocha, as we're about to show you, that Moshe Rabbeinu made in the Midbar was only one alma and an alma. And if you would give eitzim that were the size completely of an alma alama, and didn't have any tzad that you could move them about to fit, you may end up having them stick out where the kohanim were walking. And that would not be a very efficient way of putting on the ma'aroch. Huh? So, lefichach lo haya bo ela ama geduma. That's where we have to leave the ama geduma. So when you pile up these eitzim, they shouldn't extend into the mokum hiloch ha-kohanim. The tani kain, and indeed, we learned that the shear, what we're talking about over there, the shear of the mizbeach, in the midbar, so it says over there, the ama karkov, ama kiranot, the negros gear says ama ma'arechet. Since we had first of all, you have an ama yesod, and then you have an ama seved. That wasn't counted in the mizbeach chomesh al chomesh. Mizbeach starts from the sovev and up, the measurements of the mizbeach. Then you have to take off an amma for the kronot, which means two ammas on either side. That area you couldn't walk on, obviously, because you come to the keren. And then you had an amma karkov, which was a rough area that the kohanim walked on, which takes off another two ammas, one on each side. So if the thing is 5x5, you're left with 1x1 in the middle.
What's your picture?
Do I?
I don't know.
So far, okay. Yeah, this is all right.
There's not a whole lot of fuel. Like,
Shvach of Mises. I love
it.
Where's the Yama? Okay, if you want to take out the Yama, you're sorry.
Yeah,
fine. The Gruah takes out on the Yisod because there's no one even Yisod under Mizbeach in the Midbar. So then it's a good picture.
So there was no depth of how deep the wood has to be. Understand?
No.
It wouldn't make much of a fire.
You had a fire in Menashanayim. This was only Mitzvah Lahavi.
All the 40.
Sure. It's only Mitzvah Lahavi Menahed.
Was the other 18
yeah. This could be very high, but it's still a very small area. But the Maisi, you're right, it wouldn't do a very good job of burning Kabbalah.
So these were like
square tiles.
Square tiles, exactly.
We just said, it's the size, they were aware of this, the thickness of a tamper device or of a scale. Here we use a word for a scale. Tertani is the piece that the scale is held up on with the wires.
Like this in the second day they make the shot?
No. The Gemara goes to all Keshman since the Eish Menah Shemayim didn't help. So they had to increase drastically the shear. Yeah. It says the fish in the pussy. Because there was a change already at the time of Shlomo.
In the first phase.
Yeah. Okay. Right. So, Rabbi Yosh, I'm sorry?
Get a rubbish, the Amar thick. And these were used.
They weren't thick anama. They were wide and long anama, square anama, and they were thick like that. It's a centimeter thick.
Cut from a trunk of a tree.
What do you think redwoods grew for? And the little prince with his biobab, what do you think he was thinking about? Levona lo yefrot mikometz. Nema kan askara. What's the mocker of this kometz? Nema kan askara. It says in the Parsha HaMenachot, where we learn out that al kol levonota, that you can bring a carbon levona. Now, of course, there's no particular amount over there that you have to have in the kometz. However, there is a place, one place only among all the menachot, in which the levona is kept separate. And what's that? By the lechem aponim. The lechem aponim had containers for the levona, which is the only case of any of the lechem aponim is a mincha. The levona is the kometz of the lechem aponim. So over there we can learn out from the bezichei levona to the halacha of what the shear of levona would be. And mala ma'askara mula halan melo kometz, so too, just like by the lechem aponim, it calls it askarata, which is pure levona, and there was a shear of a kometz, af askara murkan melo kometz. You'll ask, if that's the case, the lechem aponim had shnei bezichei levona, so maybe somebody who donates levona needs to bring shnei bezichei, meaning shnei kometzim. So ma'askara amurla halan shnei kumtzin, afaskara amurakan shnei kumtzin, omer rebila. No. Look, klum lo badu mikometz elam ilechem aponim. Where do we learn it out from? From the lechem aponim. Take out the words minchas chayte. So let me ask you something. If there would have been a kometz chaser, one of the bezichei levona didn't have a kometz, could I make up for the missing kometz by having more in the other bezich? No. The halacha is each one has to be a shear of a kometz. If the two are basically just two containers of the same mincha, so why can't I have a total of my shnei kometzim? Must be that each one is looked at as separate. So mal halan kometz chaser pasul, halkan kometz chaser pasul, one kometz. So over there you had indeed two separate inyonim of the korbanos. Because you had shtei ma'arachot on the shulchan, shtei bezichei levona. Each one of them is miyuchad for its ma'arachot. Omra b'yosef, milsed Rabbi Eloi, omra, ha'misnadev levona, mevio b'kumtso shel kohen gadol. Basically, we can learn out from Rabbi Eloi, insist that we are deriving the halacha of levona from the lechem aponim. So according to this, if you are bringing, donating a carbon which is entirely levona, you would need to bring a lekemetz that is the size of a kohen gadol, not referring to the kohen gadol, but a big kohen. Because since over here the levona was defined, normally a kemetz is defined by the kohen who does the kemetz. But over here you're telling me that the shear is a kemetz. Whose kemetz? So then you would have to take the shear of the largest kayin that would base. In other words, you have to take a large kayin to make sure that you have a shear, that any coin, no matter what his size, so if Paul Bunyan was a member of the kuhuna, you would need a heck of a, it's a good thing Og Melech HaBasha wasn't a kayin. I mean, you know, he tried taking over, but it didn't go. So you'd have to bring that size. Reb Chizkia, but Yishem Reb Yirmiyah says, makes no difference. Come on. I feel it becomes a balim. I mean, lemaisa, if you're bringing the mincha, you can give it to any coin you want. So even if we're learning it out from Levina, the point over there is, okay, there you don't know who's doing it. If I know who's doing it, so give it to whoever you want to do it. Zahav lo yivchot. How do you get a dinner zahav? Omer Belazer, no, obviously, who she iskit surah. Only if he said, I'm gonna bring a gold coin. So then a gold coin, I mean, a stamp to Agdish, means, unless you say otherwise, means a dinner zav, because that's the chashivas of a gold coin. Avol im lo yizkir tzura, a guy says, I want to donate gold. I want to donate gold. It could be maybe afilut sinura. You can bring a little thread of gold, which is enough to make a tiny piece for weaving. the thin threads of the parochet. It's also gold. Shisha l'nedava. So Chizkiyah Amar, what's the sixth l'nedava? Kenegad shisha b'tayavot. We know that Kohanim are very fractious, so that we don't want to have a situation in which one Beit, remember, each Mishmar was split into Shisha Batei Avot, and on Shabbat they would all come together. But each Beit Av has a different number of Korbanos they're going to be bringing every day. You know, I mean, after all, Sunday you have all the people that were sitting in Yerushalayim and coming for Shabbos to visit the in-laws, you know. So they would bring a lot of whatever their Korbanos were, they would bring them. But that would mean that the Mizbeach was too busy for the Maisres, because they were working the whole time on private nedavah. So they didn't get any advantages from the nedavah. Monday is really Shvach day, because everybody goes back home, you know. I mean, even the barbershops are closed. So in that day, what do they have? Lots of time, and this Be'ach is Batel. They use up maybe 30% of the Meisrach from the nedavah. The people that worked on Sunday go bananas over this. What, you guys get all of the Yairas? And we were talking about $100,000 that we should have gotten. At least you should have split it with us. Anyway, therefore, what we do is we give each one of them their own pushkin. Use up your pushkin, use up his pushkin. Whatever works out will be just fine for you. So that way we have shisha bateyav, and we have shisha pushkins. Bar Pedaya Omar, Kineged Shesh Behemot. The reason that we have six pushkins is because there's six different animals that we can use when we're bringing a carbon ale. So you have a par, an egel, a sawyer, an aisle, a gedi, and that's what? Shmuel Omar, Kineged Shisha Karbanot. Shmuel says, actually, it's Kineged, the sixth type of motarot. It depends what you're bringing your motar from. Kineizovivi, Kineizovais, Kineyoldais, Chatorais, Hashomais. We have the Meiser Menochais, the Meiser Asiris Haifa. It's a lot of different gersoses, by the way, we'll see later on. There's completely different ways of reading it. We have Meiser of Nozir, and we have. Okay, but we'll let this stand anymore. Reb Yochanan says, Reb Yochanan, I don't know why everybody needs to work out a way in which each one of these things is somehow mystically mechuber to something else. It's very simple. There's a lot of money for nedavos. So what do you want to do? You want to make a giant pushkin that would be able to hold six times as much as the other pushkins. And what happens to the money that sits there on the bottom, smoldering and moldering? In the end, the coins end up getting wrecked. And therefore, it's very simple. Because Ayadesh and Adava Miruba, Ribola Shofrot Arbe. Now, there seems to be a contradiction in the story of Yoshiyahu and Yehoyada. K'tiv, Uchechalotam, Hevil Lifnei HaMelech V'Yehoyada. So here on the one hand it says that they brought the money to HaMelech and Yehoyada, Shara Kesev. And it says, "Beferish vayahuseu kelim lebeit Hashem klei sharet." They made it into klei sharet. That's what it says, klei kesef, klei zahav. On the other hand, we'll see later on. We're going to bring what the pasuk is bothering him, because it says, "Ach lo yaseh beit Hashem sefot kesef mazmirot," and so on. Which is a reference. This is the Re'ayamim, and this is Malachim. So one says that they did make Kli Sharet, and the other one says about the same story that they Bedavka didn't make. So they never made any Kalim. Lo Yaseh Beit Hashem Sipot Kesef Mizamrot Mizrakot Chatzotzot Kol Kli Zahav. No, make up your mind. They did or they didn't. Says Reb Shimon Bar Nachman. But here the Gemara just leaves it open and assumes that you understand what the spirit is. Says Reb Shimon Bar Nachman B'Shem Reb Yonatan Omer, Shtei Nedavot Asa. Basically, Yehoyada made two separate pushkes. We're going to see this actually from a diak in the Pasuk later. He made two separate pushkes, one of which was indeed Miyuad for Klei Shares, and the other one, which was Miyuad, for the Eulis and so on, which he said goes to the Kohen and so on. But the other was done to the Berek Abayit. So Tani Devei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, Nedava Achat. It says, Vayomer HaMelech, Vayasu Aron Echad, V'yitneu Beheichal Beit Hashem, Vayikov Chor B'dalto. And it's, how do you read that as two? It says, Beferish Aron Echad. You can't read. It says, one Aron. What do you mean it says one Aron? V'aktiv, v'yomra melech v'yasu Aron echad v'yitnu b'shar beit Hashem chutza. I'd love to know how the same Aron was put, one of them was v'yitnu b'echel Hashem etzel ha-mizbeach, and the other one was put at the shar beit Hashem, but it's all the same Aron. Right. So obviously there were two separate nidavot. One was nidavot that was being brought for karbonos, and that was put next to the mizbeach to indicate that it's for karbonos. And one was for bedek habayit, which was used for making the kelim and so on. And that one was put outside. Isn't that the way to understand it? Says Rav Huna, no. The way that Rabbi Shmuel understood it was that they took the same nidava, but they had an extra pushka, mipnei hatmeim. So they had a drive-through pushka, and they had the people that would walk in, but the people couldn't walk in, still needed a place in which they could drop their nidavas. Says Rav Huna, b'shem Rav Yosef, that's really not possible, because the reason that Rav Yonasan was existing, that there were two, was based on the pasuk. It says, "Ach lo yaseh beit Hashem sifot kesef mizamarot," and so on. In which case, the ones that were inside of the Beit Hashem were not used for the purpose of Kli Sharet. So it's telling you, the pasuk is going out of its way to differentiate. The one was used for the Kli Kesef, and one, Bedavka, was not used. How do you understand that? One was for Nadavas, for Kayetz HaMizbeach, and one was for Bedek HaBayit. Hadra Allah Ferak Yodimu Shofarot. Ma'ot Shenim Tse'u. What's the halacha if you find money between the various shofros, between, let's say, the one for Shkolim and the one for Nadavas? Ah, that we'll see tomorrow. Okay, we're up to What were they? Tiklin charetin shebechosh and avashana atik in mishlo avi eshtakat shekel shana ba kinim in torim goes layoyla bnei yona but kulan ola divrei Rabbi Yehuda chachamim amrim no kinim is echad achatas echad layoyla goes layoyla kulan ola omer arei ala yitzim lo yifkot mishnei gizirin levona lo yifkot mikomet zahav lo yifkot midinar zahav shisha le nedava nedava ma'ar yosim ba lokfim ba olot avatsar l'shem v'orot l'kohanim זה מדרש דרש יהוידע כהן גדול, השם הוא, השם השם להשם. זה הכל. כל שהוא בא משום חטאת ומשום אשמה, becomes entirely להשם, so ילקח בהם עולות, בדן הבשל השם, העורות הכהנים. נמצאו שני כתובים קיימים, השם להשם והשם לכהן, which is as the Malbum points out, two separate כתובים. הוא אומר, כסף השם וכסף חטאת, לא יובא בית השם, לכהנים יהיו. Tanya Rivina Lawyer Shofa Shakina Yerushalayim at all. Bibnea Tarova. Shema Tamutahat, Venim to the Mechatot Metot, Muravot Ben. But Tanya Isha Shamra Leilai came, maybe Adame came, not Nova Shofar, or Chelet Bekodashim. Veina Kosheshet Shema Nitatso Ben Karniv. Veina Kohen Koshet Shema the Mechatot Metot, Muravot Ben. No, he can't mean in the Katar Shemetu Balayan. Vadai, not Suffolk. Okay, but he can't mean in Brera. Nivra Arba Zuzek, Venishta Benara, Vidat Lishtu. So, but I mean in Balma, Rebuta Let Le Brera. So it's simply a mock workers Rebuta and the Rabbanan, Lashita Tam.
See, Tobin, Rebuta.
Rebiosi, Rebibon, Omer Babar Mamo Boi. Omer Harayalai 8, maybe Gizer Achad or not. Omer Abelazar, absolutely. Matnit Amrakin, Shezekor Ban Bifnei Atzmo. Lezekor Ban Bifnei Atzmo, Kaidatanin Taman, Shnaim Biadam, Shnei Gizra Eitzim. Korban Lerabot Eitzim, the Grozin Peres. Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Omer, Ovian Ama Biamasokaket, the Orkan Baamagaduma, Kokuni, Beshem Rabani, Kimiturtani was the thickness. On Reb Shmuel bar Reb Yitzchak, lefishelo ayam makom amaracha, ela amal ama, lefichach lo ayavo ela amagaduma, v'toni kein. Ama yisod, it really doesn't make sense because there was no yisod in the midbar. So ama sovev, ama karkov, ama kronod, v'ama maracha. Mevona lo yivchot mikom, it's nema kan askara, v'nema lanan askara, by the lechem aponi. Ma askara omer la'alan melo komets, afka askara murkan melo komets. I maskara mala halon is shnei komatzin because there's shnei b'zichelu vona af askara murakan shnei komatzin om rabbi lo look klum labanu la komatz ela milakam aponim mala halon komatz chaser is posul, you can't make it up with the other bezir afkan komatz chaser pasul, and there's only one om rabbi yusuf nils rabbi lo omra. He implies that hamitnadev levona has to bring you the komatz of a kohen gadol, a big kohen. Reb Chizkiya v'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Ah, feel the comments about me. Zohav lo yivchot amar Rabbi Elazar. That's only if he set a coin. Avolim lo yizkir tzura. He can make something which would be the smallest kli. Afilu tzinura. Shishol in the dav of Chizkiya amar keneged shisha batei avot. Bar pedaya amar keneged shish beimot par egel sar ayol gedi tle. Shmuel amar keneged shisha korbanot. Kine zavin v'kine zavot. Kine yodot chatot ashamot benachot asyut ha'efa. Om Rabbi Yochanan. It's nothing to do. It happens to be that in six we could handle the traffic. So the question over there is, it says that they turned it into Vayaseu Kelim Levet Hashem Klei Sharet. Says Rabbi Shimon Bar Nachman Shem Rabbi Yonatan Shtei Nedavot Asa Tani Levet Rabbi Shmo Nedavachat Dechtiv Ayomer Amelach Vayasu Aron Echad. Which is obviously a different orain. That's only me. Whereas the Chunah B'Shem Rabbi Yosef says, since it says in the pasuk, "Achlo yaseh Beit Hashem sipot kesev mazmerot," obviously one of them was not lebedek habayit. Must be that there were two, one from Motorot, Adonalov, Herakut, Yumoshov, Harov.